All right, good to be with you again today. And we're going to begin by praying, and then we're going to have a little bit of sharing time. As Tim mentioned, I am a bit weary. Just so you know, I was at the emergency room with my son last night pretty late or early. And so I am a bit in a fog, as you know, when you don't get a lot of rest. I'm excited to be with you. Let me just share with you, you know, something that many of you experience when you go to work, right? You have work that has to be done, and often you go and you don't feel like going because you are weary or whatever. I remember, that happening when I was a land surveyor, and you would push through those things, right? And I know that that's the way you operate. And in this sphere of in ministry and work, if you will, I realize that for me, what that means is that this is a time set aside for worship of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He needs to be emphasized, not me, no matter how I feel. And how do I accomplish that? From a vessel that is worn. And so this is where we all come in together, right? Because we are a collective, we're a body of believers that are here together. And so you're going to be given an opportunity to share this morning. So I'm just giving you a heads up on that. I'm also, because we are gathering in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, His word must be emphasized in our gatherings. That's a really important point when we gather as a church. If we don't have His word emphasized, then, you know, what are we hearing, right? And so that is key. So we're going to get to hear from His word, all right? So let's not be disappointed about that. We're going to get to hear, whether it's from a testimony from you or as God directs in my own heart and life as well. So, you know, these kinds of things are a bit scary for us because you don't necessarily see all the way through it. You don't have a order of service laid out, right? And I know that drives some of us crazy when you don't have things just laid out. One, do this, and then you do this, and then you do that. But I want you to know that this is God's time, all right? And God is at work in us, and He's given us His word. And so let us enjoy Him today, and we worship and magnify Him. We testify of His work in our lives, and we share His word together. And I don't always have to be the one who speaks the most, even though I am the pastor, and it is my calling and task and opportunity to preach His word, and I do delight in doing that. Heavenly Father, this is your time, and I am grateful that you are here. We don't have to call you and say come, because you're here. You have been with us all throughout the night, all throughout this past week. And Lord, you go with us when we leave this place. You are one. There is one God. And today, as we gather in your name, we recognize who we are, sinners who've been saved by your grace, called to be children of God, given that right and given that privilege. And we are excited about that, Lord. We thank you so much for that, Lord. So I ask that you would guide and direct this time as you see fit, Lord. And again, I thank you that it's yours and we belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. So, I'd first like to direct our attention to Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26. We have Paul here before Agrippa. And he has been asked to testify before Agrippa. And as we read down through his testimony here, I'd like us to draw special attention to how he does this. Now, something that I know I've had to work on in my own life, and I believe you as well, is being able to tell your story and tell the story of how God has worked in your life. Inevitably, at different times, you may have people have come up to you and said, I see a change in you, or why are you like this, or why are you not like you used to be? And these opportunities will come, and by God's grace, let us be ready to proclaim the reason. Let's be ready to say why. Let's be ready to give God his time, to proclaim it, his name, before their ears. So I want you to listen here as Paul has this opportunity before Agrippa. I want you to notice how he goes about doing this, and I have a few. There's a few principles I'd like to give to you as you contemplate your own story, your own work of God that He has done in you to make you who you are today. Now, what is interesting about this exercise is that this is going to reveal in your heart the truth about who you are and where you relate with God. How you relate with God. Either you have a story of how God has saved you and changed your life, or this has just been everyone else's story. And God wants you to hear today that He changes lives, and He is still doing that. It is not just something that's confined to the pages and history and time of the Bible, but it is our time that God still works and changes people's lives. So then Agrippa, verse 1, said unto Paul, you're permitted to speak for yourself. So then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before you, touching all the things whereof I'm accused of the Jews, especially because I know you to be an expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech you to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them often in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even into strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto you, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send you, to open their eyes and to have and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not obedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and return to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continued unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spoke for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knows of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. And then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and they that sat with them. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, this man doth nothing worthy of death or of bonds. And then said Agrippa unto Festus, this man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. Wow. Paul is on his way to Rome, and he is appearing before these Roman leaders. And as you gathered here, Agrippa has quite a background and understanding of the Jews. And so what we see here is Paul is given an opportunity to proclaim who he is, why he's there, what's going on, Paul? Why are you standing here before me? Now, what is happening here is there is this, there's judgment happening. He's here because the Jews are accusing him. They're accusing him falsely. Now, Paul, given this platform, takes it and he proclaims truth. He uses this platform, in every platform that he is given, to proclaim truth. Why? Because God has changed his life. God has given him hope and a future. What does Paul do? Paul connects with his listeners. He understands who he's talking to. He realizes that Agrippa is very keen on Jewish things. And so if you notice there that he does speak about Jewish manners, customs, the law. He speaks of Moses. He speaks of the Pharisees. In the beginning verses, you will see here that he says in verse 3, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews, wherefore I beseech you, hear me patiently. And he describes what his life was like amongst the Jews. And he says, the Jews really know this. They saw my life. They witnessed it. You know, people watch your life, watch our lives. They have seen, you're especially family members, right? Your family, and so often family is so hard to witness to, aren't they? And yet they have seen your life, and people watch your life, and they saw how you lived. And depending on who you're talking with, you can connect with them on different levels and how they might have any background that is similar to yours. You see, Paul wants Agrippa and all those that are listening to think through the Jewish religion and to realize and think through, this is where he once was. Now he's walking in the way of Christ. There's a difference. There's a change. Why that change? What Paul does is he just doesn't explain, I've changed, I'm saved, but he explains what that means. And something that I am learning in my own life, and I would encourage you as you share the work of God in your life, is to take that opportunity and not just explain, not just say, I'm saved, but to explain the work of God in you. Because this, your testimony is a tool that God wants to use in the lives of others. You know how the Bible said, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And that light is attributed to Jesus Christ. And you want to make that connection for the people to whom you are speaking, to whom you're sharing. Because the beautiful opportunity is what you see here can happen with you, is that the listeners are drawn in. Isn't it interesting that Festus says in verse 24, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning does make you mad. Paul says, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but I speak forth the words of truth and soberness. Verse 27, he asks this question, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? So as you share your testimony, as you share the work of God in your life, because, you know, even as we say our testimony, that places an emphasis on us, right? Let's remember, here I stand before you as someone that hasn't done anything wonderful to gain God's goodness. But I want to tell you, God has done a wonderful work in me that I might have his goodness and grace in my life. That wonderful work of God. And so as you share, and I'd like to have some of you share today, the wonderful work of God and his grace in your life today. Explain a little bit about where God had you, where you once were, and God met you. See, God met the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. We just read about that. Now, he met him with this bright light at noontime. Not everyone, and I highly doubt that there's been no one in this room that had a bright light at noontime that was God appearing to them. But this is the way it happened with Paul. But what you notice here, and so often we will miss this, is that in Paul's testimony, who speaks to him? The Lord speaks to him. And the Lord calls out and says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Now, we can get caught up in saying, well, this is just an isolated incident for the Apostle Paul. And yes, it is. The Lord personally appears to him. But listen to this. God still speaks today. And God still has words coming forth. You hold it in your hand, the Bible. And as you tell your story, as you tell the work of God's grace and goodness in your life to salvation, share the words of God that gripped your heart and brought you to your knees before him? How did God stop you on that road and say, listen? He called your name and he said, listen to me. He called you to come and to be his child. The word of God is so powerful, church. And as a pastor, I can get caught up in trying to be flowery and trying to have fancy outlines. And you know, I'm not good at that. These poor kids taking notes for camp. I know you have a hard time with my preaching because I don't have these nice, neat outlines. But you know, you realize something. Listen, you don't want what I have to say. You want God's word. And as you share the work of God in your life, it's been initiated by God. How? Tell it. Speak forth his word as you tell the story of God's work in your life. You see, God spoke to Paul. God spoke to you. Through his word, he is speaking. He has his way of getting our attention. And that's happened in our lives. And so as you share that with people, what you're doing is you are explaining, listen, this is what God spoke to me. And it's found right here in the Bible, God's word. And you know what you're doing? You're just pointing to God. You're pointing them to Christ. And that's what you want to do. You know, people can have all kinds of experiences, but you know what? That's your experience. But I can't have that experience, so does that mean I can't be saved? No. See, God spoke to us through his word, and he has given it to us, and he has told us, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Josh, you are a sinner, and you have broken my law. You've fallen short of God's glory. But through Jesus Christ, there's the gift of eternal life. And you know, as you share those things, you heard it from the Apostle Paul. You ask them the question, what do you think? Do you believe? Do you believe? Let's face it, Christianity is based on faith. Faith in the Word of God, that is, it is God's Word and that it is true. I believe that by faith. And I can't force you or anybody else to say, believe this to be the word of God. But I will present it and ask the question, do you believe? What do you believe? I believe God has done a mighty work in my life. Paul testified, God has done a mighty work in my life, and I share it with you. I am not mad. Jesus Christ, he rose again. This was not done in a corner. Didn't he say that? It's done wide open. It's not a secret. So what about you? You're not going to be judged or graded today, but you have the opportunity to share the story of God's work in your life. And it's a way that you can encourage the body and perhaps even speak truth into an unsaved heart today. One who may connect with you in your life and the work that God did in you.